Joining me now is Jeff Clayton. He's the executive director of the American Bail Coalition. He joined the American Bail Coalition as policy director in May of 2015. He's worked in various capacities as public policy and government relations professional for 15 years. He's a licensed attorney, and on it goes. So he is joining me to talk about something that's going on in New Jersey that he's concerned about and that the American Bail Coalition has a vested interest in. So he's joining me right now. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So you said you're worried about this creeping to other states, and I think it might put you guys out of business, might be the reason you're concerned, but give me your backstory on what's going on here.
Yeah, and I think this is bigger than bail bondsmen, which is why I think it's important for the public to realize what's going on, is that this is a movement to eliminate all money conditions of bail and replace it with a different system, a system that's based on a computer program. And the concern with the most recent case in New Jersey is that the computer program doesn't appear to be getting it right.
Mm. All right, so give me the case.
Okay, so a gentleman by the name of Jules Black was pulled over. He was a prior convicted felon in possession of a firearm. He was taken before the computer. The computer assessed him.
Wait. Didn't he get a hearing before a judge?
I'm getting to that. The computer looked at him, and then the pretrial services person looked at the report. The computer said he was low risk to commit another crime or to flee, and so they recommended to the judge hours later that he'd be released on his own recognizance, and he was, and he shot his neighbor 22 times 2 days later with another gun that he was able to get.
All right, so he didn't go before a judge. So now, how does it normally work when you're going, you're deciding pretrial motions? You usually go before a magistrate, right?
Yeah, and he did, and the judge bought the report. The judge bought the assessment by the pretrial person saying this.
Okay, so how was it assessed before this computer system?
Well, the computer runs nine factors, and they plug it into the computer, the nine factors,
right,
and then it scores it.
But how was it done before the computer system, before they had a computer system?
Well, it's based on the statutory factors, you know, it's things like ties to the community, that sort of thing.
So somebody else used to...
And the crime you just committed, or you've been alleged to commit it, this computer doesn't take that into account.
So before it was the person that set the bail was a human being, not a computer, and they just weighed things differently, I guess, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and arguments would be made by one side or the other as to the bail's too high, the bail's too low. And
now, well, they're going to say with this computer thing, it's a computer, therefore it can't be prejudiced, it can't weigh in race, it can't do anything, and so the computer system's a better system. That's what they're going to say.
That's what they say.
But in this case, it failed, and it said the guy didn't need bail, right?
Correct.
So now somebody could say, well, you could have had him out on bail. He still could have killed the guy, so what good does bail do?
Well, a majority of people on charges with what he was charged with don't post bail, even though it's set. And so that is true. People are going to bail out sometimes, and they are going to commit other crimes. But at least there's a filter at the front end, and there's some accountability if they're going to flee to have, you know, bail involved.
So this guy goes before, as you said, a computer, which is really before some person who then inputs the stuff into the computer. But it's a great way of illustrating what happens. He went before a computer. Stuff was put in, spit it back out. He doesn't need bail. The judge or the magistrate buys the computer report, says no, and then he goes out and somehow gets his hands on a gun, which he shouldn't have had, and shot his neighbor 22 times.
That's it.
And you're saying that had a person done this, not the computer, or had he been forced to post bail, he probably wouldn't have been able to post it. That would have prevented it. So how did we get to this? It happened in New Jersey, correct?
Correct.
So tell me how did that, what brought about the change? Why did they change it, and when did it change?
Well, the original kind of idea was that, you know, there's people on the low end of the system that don't belong in jail on these low bonds.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of the reason to change the system. The state constitution was changed in 2014. And implemented this January. And really the idea was, you're either in or you're out. We're going to look at the computer. If you're high risk, we just keep you in and we don't allow you to bail out at all. And then if you're not high risk and don't get detained, you get released with no bail. That was sort of the idea of the system. And I think they probably wanted some bail in the middle. I don't think they intended to eliminate it all. But as they've implemented it, certainly that's what they've done.
All right. And when did they implement it?
January 1st, 2017.
Wow.
Just a couple of months ago.
All right, and now you guys are against this. Obviously, you guys, though, make money on posting bail for people, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there is a financial incentive. I'm not going to deny that. We don't think that under the reforms, you know, we were going to be in very, very good shape anyway. We just didn't think we were going to go to zero. And
right.
So, you know, we thought maybe a third or a half of bail would still remain in New Jersey, which we think it still probably should.
And now, then, so here's the thing. And so the mother of the murder victim now is suing Governor Christie and I believe the state's attorney general, right?
Yep, and also the maker of this tool.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Interesting. I wanted to see how that plays out. But one of the other things that was in here is that this could be coming to Pennsylvania, and I guess it's already in other states besides New Jersey.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it's starting to spread across the United States of America. And this particular computer program is being operated in, you know, 30-odd different states and locations. And certainly we've seen in legislatures attempts this year and probably see more next year to change state constitutions and implement this system.
30 states? I thought
it
was 30, six.
30 pilot locations where this computer program is being operated.
Do you know if it's in Pennsylvania?
I don't think it is. I don't think so. But there's certainly been a lot of bail reform conversations along these lines in the city of Philadelphia.
So it also sounds, besides, again, the idea was it's poor people in low, nonviolent crimes, perhaps, shouldn't have to post the bail or something. I guess that's again, give me the premise of why they're doing this, because it sounds like, when I listen to this, although I know you have, people could say that you guys have an agenda, and that is you're in business, you know, and you don't want your business to be made defunct, but it also sounds like part of the feel good, everybody gets, you know, we play patty cake with criminals. It's the feel-good, soft-on-crime. That's the other side of the argument, is that this is just the liberal left or whoever decides to do this, just deciding that we're too tough on criminals.
Yeah, I think, you know, when they started, you know, 5-6 years ago, it was, you know, the 10-time public urinator that's sitting in jail for 30 days on a $100 bond. That's what we were talking about. And now it's morphed into everybody. It's, you know, I just killed the guy and I can't afford my bail. And that's where things have gone wrong. So that's where I think the problem is. And originally in New Jersey and other states that we saw, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, that's what we were talking about. Is let's look at some of these cases where, you know, it's like a crime against the court, you know, really, that you're not showing up and this sort of thing. And then why are we jailing those people? Are we really doing any good? And that made sense. But this certainly doesn't, I don't think.
AmericanBailCoalition.com, is it?
.org.
AmericanBailCoalition.org is their website, AmericanBailCoalition.org. I mean, if somebody would say, well, this is not exactly a bunch of, empathetic figures. What's really interesting is, though, that says protecting the constitutional right to bail in the United States and maximizing releases of defendants from jail is one of your goals. So if you're for maximizing the releases of defendants from jail, why would you want bail?
Well, we think bail allows people to get out that otherwise wouldn't.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Accountability.
Now it doesn't. Now it's like everybody gets out.
Right. I mean, that's certainly the goal of the other side. Their view is if you're charged with a crime, you're absolutely innocent, and therefore nothing can be done to you until you're convicted.
Hmm. So what are people supposed to do? I mean, how concerned are you? I mean, there's obviously, here's one case. Some would say, well, that's just anecdotal. Not to the person that's dead and was shot 22 times. Not to his mother. It's not anecdotal. It's real. How much is this happening across the country?
Well, just almost the same case happened in San Francisco with the same tool, same results last week. If you go to a website called usbailreform.com, this guy literally blogs this when it happens, and it happens almost every day.
What is it called? U.S. what?
USBailReform.com.
All right, let me just do that. So USBailReform.com, and then your website is, again, U.S. Give me your website again.
AmericanBailCoalition.org.
All right, so USBailReform.com. I got to see this. So I must have typed that in wrong. It didn't come up for me. But so again, what are we supposed to do? What do you want us to do about it?
Well, I think, as in all criminal justice issues, I mean, you know, you need to reach out to your local officials and let your voice be heard. And there's various opportunities, you know, on the internet and elsewhere to do that, to see what's going on in your state, and to let local officials know that you're not for this version of bail reform. You're not for changing state constitutions. You're not eliminating the right to bail in this country.
Now that I got there, and it is, again, usbailreform.com, this is very interesting, folks. You think, well, it's that one story in New Jersey, that one guy who was a hardened criminal, the computer missed, let him out because the judge took the computer's recommendation rather than perhaps some factoring in some human evaluation and also taking into account what he was just, the recent arrest was for whomever that arrest is. And this is just one case, one guy shot 22 times. Well, go to usbailreform.com. Palisades Park, New Jersey. Guatemala national charged with sexual assault of a girl, age 12, free to go under New Jersey bail reform. No bail, and he's gone. He may never even show up for his hearing because he doesn't have to. A man released under, and now, by the way, if you're a bail bondsman and the person skips bail, do you guys go find him because you want your money, right?
Right, we do.
So that's one of the good reasons to have bail bondsmen, too, is you guys go get these guys back and bring them back before the court.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It says, so this system seems to be as good as the person who does the programming. Is the world upside down? Doesn't mean in the future, if you're white, you'll get higher bail? Who knows? I don't think they're doing that. But here, so let me go over this again. Palisades Park, New Jersey, Guatemala national charged with sexual assault of a girl, age 12, free to go under New Jersey bail reform. Albuquerque, New Mexico, man released under New Mexico bail reform on gun charge goes on armed robbery spree. Newark, New Jersey, prior felon and Crips gang member arrested for drug den distribution, free to go under New Jersey bail reform. San Francisco, California, 6 months in using risk assessment tool, a staggering 35% of criminal defendants failed to appear or committed a new crime. Los Angeles, California, VP of Association of LA Deputy District Attorneys claims the risk reform assessment tool, he slams the bail reform risk assessment tool, says it's not working. Pair in Winslow Township, New Jersey. Pair arrested with stolen loaded handgun and drugs free to go under New Jersey bail reform. Norristown, New Jersey. Catholic priest from Poland arrested for sexual contact with teenage girl free to go under New Jersey bail reform. Woodbury, New Jersey, psychedelic mushroom dealer arrested, free to go under New Jersey bail reform. Does this sound like a good plan, folks? I mean, I'm trying to be a little bit adversarial here with Jeffrey Clayton, executive director of the American Bail Coalition, but I know he has a vested interest, but I think you might have one, too. It sure seems it to me, and that's just all the recent ones that are posted up there at usbailreform.com. Again, Jeffrey's website is AmericanBailCoalition.org. But, man, that's quite an example there, Jeff. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. And you think every time you see one of these stories, it's just going to end. But since January 1st, it's every day. It's sex offenders to anything you can name. You can sit there all day and read it. And, you know, the proof is right there that this isn't working.
Folks, I mean, we're the folks that are paying the bills. They'll tell us prisons are overcrowded and we're too tough on people. We're the ones paying the bill, and we're also going to pay the price in a different way if we don't speak out on this, because this doesn't matter till it's somebody who does a crime against your family. And then you see that they're free to go and maybe never come back. And then who gets them? Maybe on a random arrest 3 years from now, they'll get stopped in a traffic stop. But in the meantime, if there was bail, maybe number one, they wouldn't be out. Good chances are they wouldn't be. Number two, if they were, the bail people go and retrieve them. I'm repeating that. I am correct about that. That's like kind of like Dog the Bounty Hunter thing.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy. That is really, so you 30 states, New Jersey, right next door to, well, actually, we have a lot of listeners in Phillipsburg, but so New Jersey, wake up, and Jersey changed it. The thing, the problem with these laws is once they're in, they usually don't get undone, or is there a possibility New Jersey undoes this?
I think there is a possibility, and the other thing that you said, that the New Jersey citizens are paying for it, you know, the price tag on this to get the new system is $300 to $400 million annually, roughly. So not only is the system not working as good as the old system, you're paying a lot more for it.
Oh, you're also going to pay with your life if you're the wrong person.
Right.
I mean, seriously, you got this criminal, or if you're that girl that's molested, she's paid with her life for the rest of her life. I mean, it just seems, It does seem a bit insane. So, but you don't know a status update on Pennsylvania. I wish you had that for me. You don't know if anybody's working on anything that we need to be aware of, some legislator or something that we should be, a bill we should be watching out for in Pennsylvania?
I don't. I know there have been attempts in Pennsylvania recently to move Pennsylvania's system in this direction.
And I wish we knew more. Can you, I tell you what, just keep us posted. If you hear this coming up in Pennsylvania, I'd like you to shoot us your PR guy, Elliot, there to shoot us an email or something so then we could get on it and make sure we say we don't want this, because this doesn't sound... I mean, folks, garbage in, garbage out. I mean, computer programmers, whatever the input is, I know it's supposed to be neutral, but I do think there's something to be said for someone, a magistrate, making that decision on bail rather than a computer. Again, the idea was to let poorer people, I guess, have an opportunity. Was it also to supposedly, courts are backloaded, all that kind of stuff? Or was just because of the empathy thing?
Really, the empathy thing, and the other piece of the puzzle was, when you deny the right to bail constitutionally, you can lock people up with no bail. But the problem is you have to have a hearing every time you do that, and it's expensive to do. And typically it's just been, in most states like Pennsylvania, it's reserved just for homicide, capital cases. And what they're saying is, well, we could just detain anybody we want, and then that way we'll just make sure we get all the dangerous people according to the computer and let everybody else.
Oh, so they actually, so some of the people that might have been for this, this sounded like a lefty thing. This could also have been a righty thing where they're thinking, now that they don't get to post bail, we can lock them up. So,
yeah, and that was, I think, I would call that false hope, as it turned out.
Yeah.
I think that was the incentive for the people on maybe the right-leaning legislators and the public to get on board, because it was sold as a public safety thing. And the same thing happened in New Mexico. They changed their constitution as well, not the same way as New Jersey did. But that was the argument, is we're going to lock all these people up. Well, guess what? When the computer says they're low risk, no prosecutor can overcome that evidence, and they're walking. And
that
is what's happening.
Mm. This has turned out to be a more interesting interview than I was thinking. This is crazy, especially when you go to that U.S., usbailreform.com, or again, americanbailcoalition.org. Jeffrey Clayton, Executive Director of the American Bail Coalition. Appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
You got it. Have a great day.
You too. News Radio 790 WAEB.